Okay, now it's recording.
Okay, welcome to the NSL Live meeting, and we welcome Sandra and Adeline to the meeting, and they're first on the agenda, and we're welcoming Ken Latham to the meeting. And is anyone else coming? John's here.
Yes. Do we know if James is going to be here? If he is, we'll just be pleasantly surprised.
Well, he's number four, so we can...
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll get started, and we would love to start with hearing what we've been doing the last two times we've met, is planning out the year for 2017, and so we're happy that you contacted us again to say you've got a team prepared to present about the Polynesian Cultural Festival.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear about it.
We want to do this year again. We know that 2015 was a success. We wanted to do it last year, but then we had to help my brother open his restaurant last year. So, we want to do it again this year. We are just asking for about the same amount of help that you guys did the last time for us. I'm not really sure how much you guys helped us with last time. My brother has that spreadsheet somewhere, and I couldn't find it yesterday in our email, but we want to see if you guys could help us out again this year, that same amount of money to help throw this year's festival.
If there's more to your ask, I was just mentioning the email, wanting to be really specific about the ask and ask you about the plans and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So would there be a better time to have that laid out with what the plans are?
So with Andy last time, the first time when your dad came in,
yeah,
he just was kind of vague, and I kept trying to push him for details, and
yeah,
he never generated any details.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago with Andy, we said, all right, you need to tell us exactly what you're getting,
mm-hmm,
what you're expecting us to pay for. It needs to be in a budget. And he was great. Andy made that. He told us what it was.
Yeah.
We paid for exactly what he said, and no more. He didn't ask for more. It was, and that was something the city we were happy with, because
yeah,
we loved the festival. It turned out great, but also we knew what we were paying for ahead of time. We only paid for those things. It was all very clearly delineated.
Yeah.
So we need you to generate that again for us.
Okay. And I will ask him for that spreadsheet, because we basically need the same thing: power, restrooms. I'm not sure if we're gonna need more banners, because we have those ones that we already did. It's just, we're going to have to just change the dates on those and
pick it and find a date.
And then we
need
a date to get that done. And this year we probably wanted to use the bottom part of the park instead of the top.
Because we're probably going to expect more vendors,
mm-hmm,
this year. And yeah, a lot more people maybe, so...
One of the ideas that we had also talked about last time when you guys were here was that there are already some things booked for Hatch Park.
Okay.
But there is Legacy Park. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where that is. It's where the Splash Pad, it's also known as Splash Pad Park.
Oh, is it in Foxborough?
It's in Foxborough.
Okay.
So it's a larger park, and there's a lot of more parking available,
mm-hmm,
and that's a possibility as a location as well.
Okay.
We just fear with things were not booked up. Things booked up at Hatch pretty quickly.
We held some dates, and we know that exact date, 26th,
mm-hmm,
is taken.
Yeah.
So we know that that's on the upper.
We kind of wanted to do it a little earlier in the month,
mm-hmm,
because
okay,
that was a
maybe
little late, and school started
I
think it's better to be earlier in the month, just because,
mm-hmm,
also, I think it's less critical about school starting, but more critical that high school football starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah,
a lot of the Polynesian families are conflicted on Friday nights,
yeah,
between supporting the Polynesian Cultural Festival or going and watching their kids play football.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was one of the things that, you know, we could look at. Depending on the dates that you look at, we have to look at where the parks are already reserved. But then, you know, if your preference is Hatch Park, of course, we could try to move forward with that. It's just a matter of which will work with the schedule.
Well, if you do it earlier, you definitely have a better chance, because I had her reserve, I think, the first 3 weeks.
first three weekends?
In August?
Yes. Yes, weekends. So if you can kind of pinpoint a date.
We want the second weekend of August.
Second weekend? Okay. I'll check on that to make sure. And I know they do a Friday.
The movies?
Movies, so
sure
they'll just have to move that around, I guess. Second weekend of August. Okay, I'll
12,
check on
11,
that.
12.
And I've got your email, so I can email you and say yay or nay.
We have to find out from, again, if we, we have to find out because we don't want to interfere if possible with that.
I think it's not too difficult to change the movie in the park night.
By one,
I think James might be flexible in that regard.
Earlier on, right? Last year we couldn't move it, but earlier on we should be able to, right?
Things ended up being fantastic 2 years ago. I mean, I know one thing, we helped fund the bathrooms, we helped fund the lights that worked. Mm-hmm. Matt was able to arrange for the flatbeds for the stage. Do you think we could still...
I could ask them. I think they're still in that same location. When I talked to them 2 years ago, they were moving locations. They were moving out to West Valley. So they may not be in that same business anymore, but I can certainly go by and talk to them.
Okay.
Are you still looking for a Friday evening, Saturday, all day?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay, maybe not.
Well, no, Friday and Saturday, but we might want Thursday, too.
A Thursday night?
Yes.
So, and then all day Friday, or just still in the evening?
Let me just say this. If the first year, the first year was kind of a mess. Mm-hmm. But Paley had talked about we're going to have all these activities and kids' games and things during the day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then none of those things were organized.
Yeah.
So people came, and then there was like just people hanging out. There wasn't any of those things. So if you're going to do daytime activities, you have to be organized and planned and on time. So if a mother brings her kids at 2 o'clock to do some activity, that at 2 o'clock there's an activity that they can do. So that's I'm not saying you have to do activities during the day, but if you agree to do them in the day, you have to do them during the day. So people come.
And that's what we did in 2015. I'm not. When my dad did his own, we weren't involved in that.
Yeah,
no. That was a.
And 2 years ago, the schedule was great.
Yeah.
You guys had
so many
performers that were fantastic.
And
we
made sure to do everything
really
on time.
We're planning to do this year.
Yeah.
That'll cover the entire Saturday.
My kids came back twice because they were so happy to want to be to see all the performances. They thought it was they thought it was great. They were so entertained.
We're looking to do more than just performances. We want to do maybe a talent show, a fashion show,
open mic, night,
over
time, volleyball tournament.
What happens at open mic night? I mean, I understand the concept, but usually, what kind of things do people say at open mic night?
Well, just. And for open mic, we want it to where we have performers that we wouldn't have to pay to, because a lot of the performers we had in 2015, we had to pay them.
Oh, so open mic now would be just be like, hey, if you want to sing a song, come sign up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sign up,
okay.
And it's, we're not paying for it. Just just come and,
got
show
it.
Your talents.
Is there a time to reschedule so we could...
Yeah, so we can bring more details with us and
in
that budget.
We're excited that you've got a plan, you've got a committee.
We really just wanted to see today if, the date. We wanted to secure a date and then just start planning around that.
Well, Sally did grab some park days because they do go fast, but we probably ought to let go of the other ones as soon as we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But if you're set on the second week, then I'll have a reserve that, and then the others can go.
Okay.
And I don't think shooting a Thursday is a problem.
Yes, only because it's
easier. From what we've heard from people, they said it was easy to find.
It is.
And
well,
so
the nice thing about that is that the Viola Ward meets just down the street, and so it's their home turf.
Right. No, I mean, it's a great park to have it, and now that we have the
additional
spot,
parking.
Yeah, also new parking.
Yeah.
It will be harder to get the food vendors onto the bottom area because there's no easy way to drive on.
There isn't
But do you want the food vendors near where the pavilions are So there's places for people to actually to go and sit down and eat. Have tables if they want.
Used the pavilions before?
I don't remember people sitting. The whole park.
No, we haven't really used the pavilions. And the pavilions at Hatch Park are not positioned well anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that they were really using
with the rest
pavilions
of the park.
Yeah. Last time.
First year there was a tent, I think.
Yeah, we did put up a tent.
There was one of the one of two tents last year, I remember. One of the tents went up.
Mm-hmm. It was one thing that was nice 2 years ago was that the vendors were in that half circle and the stage was right there and it was all there was like an immediacy like
and they liked that they liked
everything
that
really close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we move it to the bottom area because it's down inside of a bowl, it's a lot harder to get vehicles down and into that. I guess they could just drive all the way down the park, the sidewalk, right? All the way to the door side and then come around. Well, we could probably still do it.
It's a little organization with that.
Yeah, it's logistical issues, but we can do it.
Okay.
And then what about, I know the reason why we were on the top part was because...
We buried a pig.
No. Well, I mean, we did do that. But the reason was because the Little League football was using the rest of the park for those days, and they were willing to give us the upper portion, but they couldn't give us the bottom portion. So that's something we'll have to look into as well.
Well, I will reserve it so when they do start, because they won't give me their list until June.
Well, and on our prioritization, certainly city events go higher,
right,
in front of Little League football.
Right.
So you can just tell them, hey, just so you know, this day the bottom bowl's taken.
Yep, I can do that.
We should do the whole park. Just the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they won't want the upper bowl.
We don't want anything to interfere,
right,
in pavilions or anything else. We want it all to be.
And let Stan know.
The festival.
Because every time we plan this thing, he tells me, oh, that's the day that our stake is, our ward is doing our thing.
Yeah. So it's already booked.
I've had to fight with Stan multiple times over there.
But one of the things, too, that we didn't do 2 years ago that we probably could help is the city has a lot of contacts with vendors. We probably get better pricing on certain things, and that, so if we plan things early, we probably could get those, which means less of the budget that we're giving you will go towards things that you might have more flexibility in the budget, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
By us getting better deals for you.
Yeah.
And working with the city. So we want to try to, that would be one thing to work with is.
There's one last issue, and that is, so the council, we talked about this because there's five different guys. We have varying opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's a mayor. I guess that's six different guys. There is some concern that you guys would be making a ton of money off of this. And I told him, I said, well, I think they made a little bit of money, but not a lot of money.
We actually didn't make any money other than what we were selling from our booth.
Okay.
Like, just like selling the water and stuff like that. And that's it.
Okay. Well, and we're comfortable with you making some profit. Mm-hmm. If it gets to the point where like this is like a $20,000 windfall for you guys. No, I don't see it ever being that way.
Yeah.
But if it does, then at that point we might want to say, okay, we as a city feel like if you're making a ton of money, we should contribute less. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're comfortable with our current contribution as long as this isn't a huge cash cow.
Yeah.
But if it, and let's hope it gets that way, right?
Yeah.
Let's hope it gets so successful that it makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
And when that happens, then we might want to say, all right, maybe then rather than $3,500, we'll give you $2,500 this time because you're making so much money off of it. And we can kind of work out a balance. But as long as you're upfront with us about that and we're upfront with you about expectations, I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see a major issue.
Okay.
I think one of the issues I think we had 2 years ago, though, was with trash, right? The cans seemed to fill up.
We didn't have enough trash cans.
Oh. But, I mean, is there a way to do trash empty mid-day, or does it always have to be end of day or beginning of day?
Yeah, we can swap out cans, no problem.
Okay. I think that would be one of the ways to help alleviate things.
Nobody ever told me that there was a trash problem until after the festival was over.
So we'll try to...
What did you do 2 years ago? We
had a lot of cans, but they ended up filling up.
We had lots of cans. I wasn't able to attend. So I wasn't aware of the trash problem
until
after.
Empty on Friday. I don't think we could empty.
I had it arranged for Waste Management to dump the cans after they came Saturday morning to dump them, and then they came the next Monday to dump them again, but I didn't have
so we might need something more frequently than just over.
Well, we can fill. I have the event cans that I use for the 3rd of July.
Yeah.
So we could you know, change, you know, full cans out for empty ones.
That's a good idea.
It might be that we could
still keep your pickup schedule,
cans in a few other more places than what they were. Would they be able to put some cans to the other parking lot near there? Or just so that there's more, just to ensure that the park gets,
it seemed like they
remains
were all
clean
on the south side. So.
Yeah.
And really, between now and August, that park's going to have some changes as we pave that park, and who knows what else we do. We've got the council's got plans. We got plans for
which
next park.
Which one's paving?
The parking lot on the north, across the street from you.
I thought it was already paved.
Oh, is it already paved?
Yeah.
No, see?
It's paved.
There you go.
Okay.
We're not,
changes
well,
change
well,
it.
Well, we're not repaving it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
When you said paving the park, I was like, what?
You'll see some dirt on it this weekend. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're just
we're
storing some topsoil on our new paving.
Cool. Okay.
But by August, it'll be gone.
Good.
Okay.
So anyway, we can get a map and lay it out and probably make sure that we strategically plan where all these things are happening as we get into maybe June or July.
Well, should we sketch? Should I be in contact with you about rescheduling?
Yeah.
I mean, scheduling?
Yeah.
Okay. We typically meet on Tuesday nights, and that's when maybe we'll get Bruce and James and.
Not every Tuesday.
But not every Tuesday.
We meet like a Tuesday
we
once.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
So we'll do that. And Lori, this is Sandra, and this is Adeline.
Sorry, I was late for your.
This is Lori's presentation. So thank you again, and we're excited to talk to you about it. It sounds like everybody, I mean, I had a great time. I thought I was there.
It was one of our best attended events that the city helped out with, so it was very exciting 2 years ago.
Yeah.
This is kind of an act of love for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah. And will Andy and Carmilla be able to attend, or will they be at the restaurant?
They might be able to be there as a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
To serve their food there and put their name out. But
how's the restaurant doing?
It's doing good. It's starting to pick up. It was a little slow with the snow, but it's picking up again.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah.
But it's been there for over a year?
No, it's only been there for 5 or 6 months now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where
are
they located?
It'll get popular.
They're right across from Paces in Bountiful.
Oh,
you
nice.
See where the beauty bar
was?
Same.
Yeah.
Isn't it the same?
Yeah, Beauty Bar is still there.
Oh, but they're smaller.
Great. Well, you're welcome to stay for the rest of it. However, you can also excuse yourself.
All right.
We're
going to excuse ourselves.
I'll let you know what the next meeting is.
Okay.
I'll just shoot you an email.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Well, Matt, thank you for being more clear. That's really a good talent that you have. I'm like, where are your details? It's not going to happen without your details.
We need deets.
Okay, any other comments about this event that we need to discuss before we move on and have Lori lead us in our planning?
Do we want to put the Polynesian Festival on the flyer we're putting together for NSL Live events, or is it sort of a separate event?
I think it would go if once it's approved. Go there.
Lori, do you want to sit there? Your voice is one of my hardest to be able to hear. It's funny.
I think it would be good on the flyer. Since we now have nailed down the date.
And then we wait for approval? We wait to do the whole negotiating, or we just go forward?
You mean if we have to cancel it or something?
Or they want $5,000 instead of...
They're not going to get that.
No, I think we've been clear kind of that
about
the same budget last time.
Yeah, the 2 years have been about that, so.
So
what was the date we landed on for the festival?
10, 11, 12.
Of August.
August.
They want Thursday, don't they? So
yeah.
Yes.
Thursday night.
Which will increase our cost a little bit. Because now we're renting lights for 3 days instead of just two.
There you go.
Cancel. That needs to be something they consider. And is there enough that there's going to need 3 nights? I mean, their thoughts might be that with all the work they're putting into, they want to make it worth it, and they've got 3 nights. But on the other hand, do they have enough to really...
I think probably more what they're thinking is, in order to entice a vendor to come, the vendors will be happier coming if there's 3 nights of sales versus 2 nights of sales.
Right.
So they're trying to increase the number of vendors, increase the experience, and they're finding that that's what the feedback they're getting from their vendors is, hey, we'd really like 3 nights instead of two. And for us, you know, it might just be the cost of one more day, one more emptying of trash cans.
Garbage.
and the lights.
But then that's one of the things too, is like they didn't use the city last time to try to find the best pricing.
Right.
And if we do that, we might spend the same that we did 2 years ago on things with getting three nights worth for the same price as we did for two.
Right.
Okay. Well, Lori, before I turn the time over to you, anything else, Steve, were you going to say? No? Okay, we were just reminded today, but I think this is how we've been going about business, along with our ordinance of what the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board bylaws are and duties and responsibilities are, that we are the portion that was taken out of that about 3 years ago was that we would be reviewing applications for events and approving and denying events based on the facilities, and this includes races and city streets. So it basically just says we're making recommendations to the city council with whatever we plan. So that's our next step after this meeting, is to present the calendar to the city council to approve. So I guess that's nothing new then, right? That was just a reminder for us. Okay. All right. I'm going to take it away. And I'm sorry that we're missing some people that might have dates and accountabilities to
discuss. I think
discuss.
This will be really quick. All we need is a list of dates and locations from everybody, and then I'll send maybe a dates, locations, and whether we already have a logo for the activity that would be used on the flyer, because otherwise we're going to send everything to Rachel and have her design everything, I think.
The whole year.
Is what we've agreed on. So a date, a location, and whether you already have a logo. And the Easter egg hunt, James isn't here, but we know the date for that, right?
We did. Sorry, Nola's calendar's not here, and I didn't bring it either, but we did.
Sorry.
We do have
pretty
a date.
Sure it's the day before Easter.
Yeah.
Easter Eve, I think is what it's called. Probably in some cultures.
Easter Eve.
I mean, not here, but sure some places they call it that.
Stop.
So it's Hatch?
Hatch
it's
Park.
Hatch.
Yep.
On the 15th.
It's the 15th?
Of April.
So I was thinking Easter was in March this year, is that right?
It was last
Park.
Year, but not this year.
April 15th.
Okay.
Time, do we have a time?
9 o'clock, something like the last couple of years, I think.
Yeah,
we can double
that's
check.
When the bell goes off.
Okay. All right.
Exactly 9 o'clock. Not a second later.
Yeah, that's
o'clock.
Right. Not
as it's over.
You show up at 9:01, you're toast.
Right? Yeah.
All right. The Kite Festival.
I conferred with Wind of Change. They're good for May 6th, which is what we talked about. You were giving a word. Camille,
oh,
is that a problem? You're like,
nope,
give
no,
me
no,
a word
no,
look,
no,
so
no,
I didn't
no.
know. Okay.
I was like, it's real.
So they're good to do the demonstration. So we should be good, and that should be a legacy. Did you already reserve? Good. Then we are. And then our normal time we do that was 10 to 12.
Yeah. 10 to 12. Okay.
And they're gonna do their kite demonstrations as usual, on the west field, and then they will have. The plan is for them to have their booth to sell kites if people want them there, or to get help with learning how to fly kites.
Closer to the action.
Yeah.
Are they going
to
want that west field coned off again?
We will, but we probably don't need as many cones as we did last year.
Yeah.
We probably just like need them every, I don't know, like
you know
10 feet. It's just, it's more of a, you know, with the tape, it's just a more
yeah.
of a...
No, we talked about having people there as human barriers.
Human cones.
We did. We talked about it because the big kites, weren't we talking about the safety of those big kites? They didn't want any kids on the field.
They were happy with how we had it last year.
They're,
you know
they're
what?
So far away.
There was a barker there telling kids to get off the field, and it wasn't a pretty sight. But
last year, I thought it was 2 years ago.
Might have been 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago when they didn't have the barrier up.
Oh,
last year,
oh,
they didn't
oh.
have any problem because we actually had the cones up with the tape.
Well, we really should have the lady selling the kites move to the other small pavilion that's just...
That's what he's...
Well, we're going to have them near to where we're having the big
good.
Pavilion.
Because I feel bad that no one goes over. We block off that field so they can't get by the big kites. They don't go over to where they're selling. So they just, there's, you know, 200 kids all flying kites. And none of them are going over and...
Well, and their appeal is more actually for adults.
Well, I know, but
what
they...
And that's what they ended up selling is to some adults who wanted some really,
high-end
kites. And then they helped teach them how to fly those kites.
But I'm a seasoned veteran on how this works. The kid sees the fancy kite.
Uh-huh.
The kid wants the fancy kite.
Well, and that's why we are going to move
some
them over.
Some intense negotiations happen.
If the weather...
The adult buys the fancy kite.
If the weather's good, they could be actually out even where... They could even be where the splash pad is. I mean, they could even set up right there if they wanted to, if the weather's nice and we don't have rain or anything. I mean, we can still fly kites, but we don't want to have their stuff.
Why have you said that? Why have you invited that? We've never had rain.
Why? You said the word rain. You know what's going to happen.
I don't even know why you said that.
We had rain the first year.
It did. Or it rained 3 years ago.
The year that we headed up at Tunnel Springs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the wind was too strong.
Yeah.
It was cold.
But this, they're good. They're going to see also whether or not they can get the sled kites in to sort of buy them, because then we can support a local business versus one in Iowa.
Oh, that's great.
But
yeah, and we're mad at Iowa because they always get the first caucus.
Right, and kites, we hate that.
So
they might be.
They're
going to
try.
Them.
They're going to see what they can do. If they can't, then we'll just order them from where we've got them before.
Okay.
And I will contact Pastor Josh and see if they want to participate. Also talked about going to Lee's and seeing that's gonna be an off topic of this, but having some of us go down to Lee's to see what they want to be involved in, if they want to be involved in anything.
I bet
some
be involved in a lot, especially things in Bucks World. I'm sure they're going to jump all over that.
So if they want to be involved in the Kite Festival, that would be a great thing for them to come and set up something.
And do you have a new contact at the Bible Church? A new one?
No.
Did Josh leave?
Josh was moved, I thought.
Oh.
He did?
Oh, I don't know.
Translate?
No. Well, go with Josh and he'll put you in touch with whomever.
I'm pretty sure that
email
I sent you, that is not specific to Josh. That's just North Salt Lake Bible Church, so it'll get to the right person.
Okay.
Even if that person's not Josh.
Sixth.
Great.
Also, you can totally look up their website and see who their pastor is.
Because last year they did the inflatable, which the kids really liked. I think it went over well. They weren't overwhelmed by it because the kids were also really involved in decorating and flying kites.
Yep.
So there's plenty for kids to do.
Mm-hmm. And your committee, you got?
I don't know.
Yeah,
who's on
did.
My committee?
Exactly. You just want day of volunteers, right?
Is day of volunteers.
Day of volunteers.
Yeah.
I thought you got a handful of
we
us.
Need people. Well, and that's the thing, too. We could also ask if you city council wants to be involved, too. I mean, it's a fun activity if they want to participate.
It'd be a good one for them, too.
We really just need people to tape on the tails to the kites.
Yeah.
It's the big thing. Tape the tails.
We need them.
That's it.
Right. Do you have a logo?
No.
So we normally do the big, beautiful posters.
Right.
Do you care what's on the little flyer? I'm not sure the big, beautiful poster will look great tiny.
I think if you just put, if you want to grab a kite image from somewhere.
You won't care? Okay.
I think that would be great.
So Rachel is on.
Just
they,
any
they
kite image.
Kites, right?
And then.
What's that?
They color these kites.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
it's
it.
Really
you have to make sure they're coloring the right side. Because if they color the top side.
They can't
the
see it.
Seed.
They can't
they
see
get,
it.
Well, it does bleed through, but yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, I think we still have all those big pieces of cardboard that you.
We do. Do you have more?
I probably could get some more. I haven't expressly told my teams to save them, and there haven't been as many of them in the past, but I can look and see what I got at the stores.
Those things are great.
If they're shipped
they smell like
in cardboard instead of just the things themselves, the cardboard that wraps around, that we could use as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Would work almost even better, I think. The problem with the other ones is, they were stable, but they also, with a little bit of wind, they were flying everywhere. They weren't easy to tape down, whereas the flat cardboard would be easier to work with.
Okay.
So if you have any of those boxes, they get shipped in, even better.
I'm sure I have some of those.
Or they will probably ship some in by, a few in by May.
Yeah.
That's so we can color on the...
Yeah, that's cool.
The waffle tables.
Yeah.
So next on the schedule for the year is the Writer's Workshop. That is on May 18th, and it'll be here at City Hall.
Sally, can you reserve that for me?
I'm not. Okay.
I think I have,
but I'll check.
Okay.
So May 18th.
And that'll be from 7 to 8:30.
Okay.
And Steve and Camille are doing that because they rock. Next.
Even though at that point we are officially neither of us still on the committee.
But we,
that's why you rock.
Are your writers.
Yeah, we're your writers.
When does your term expire?
I don't know, I think
spring.
Soon.
Might have already, who knows?
It's like 3 years, so
hasn't it been 14?
They're saying spring, but
I think it
I
says
think
if you're not reappointed you're still on
January.
Were we?
Because we started in January. Were you here in January?
No, we didn't start in January.
No.
The first year we did.
Yeah, I know that you guys were in December because you came in and you were the only two committee members we had.
And you took us on a ride in your van.
And we went on a ride in the van.
But I think we actually got put in
down by the river.
April.
Well, I know I've looked at it. I'll have to bring it to the next meeting because I'm like, oh, well, they think they're going out in April. I'll just let them think that.
Well, then we'll just leave right now.
No, we will come back for the writers.
Wherever, you know, find those new people.
Lori will come back for writers. And we won't miss Kite. Yeah.
Steve, you're going to miss this. Steve, you are.
I am. It's true.
All right. After that is the writers' competition, which lasts all summer. I don't have the exact deadline for the due date yet, but I'll just pick one randomly. It'll be sometime in mid-September.
But with posters and communication going out in May to schools.
Yes, 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 yes. It'll be part of the writer's workshop is basically the kickoff for the summer writing competition.
Right.
So I'll just list it on here as because this is for the flyer, right? So the due date, I'll just list the due date for the entries.
We haven't had for the theme for the whole year, we haven't had has that been confirmed?
No, because it's almost confirmed. So Charlie Holmberg is going to be our guest author. She's the author of The Paper Magician.
The other one she had? Something Frost.
I've only read The Paper Magician. There's probably more. So if we do The Paper Magician, the theme will be magic. And we haven't gotten there yet, but for the big NSL Reads fall event, we haven't absolutely confirmed with her yet, but we're looking at October 12th. Hopefully.
Sounds great.
We need to get that published. Like a lot of press on that one, because I think that one will probably have a big attendance.
Hopefully.
Probably bigger than what we've had before.
That's my hope.
And then hopefully she'll, you know, promote it on her website and other things.
And is she in the fall or in the spring?
Fall. She'll
so
be.
Are you going to have Dan and Lisa again in the spring?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're already confirmed.
Perfect.
So that'll be lots of fun. They do a great job. And then, so summer writing competition. So we start out with the writer's workshop. That kicks off the summer event, the competition. And then we end with the award ceremony and the guest lecturer, which will be Charlie.
And she's local?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is Taylor's cousin's wife or something.
Followed by Frost is the other one.
Frost is number two?
No, that's a different. It's just a different book.
Okay.
Is it called Followed by Frost?
We'll probably do whatever
book is the one that Disney recently purchased.
Disney opted for Paper Magician.
Yeah.
And the series of.
So that's the one we'll probably go with.
You haven't read the other two yet?
Just the first one.
Did you like the first one?
Okay, that's the assignment for all of us, by the way. Paper Magician.
It's really good.
Sorry,
I read all three.
You have?
Yeah. Like a year and a half ago.
I cried when Primrose died, though. That was a mean trick.
Stop.
That's a wrong book.
That's a dumb trick.
Wrong story.
All right. So, like I said, the
fall event. I don't have the exact date yet, but we're looking at October 12th. And as soon as I have it, and we've confirmed with Charlie, I will let Sally know so she can reserve the city hall. All right, so next is the Festival of Speed.
There is a date already. What was it, July 1st?
July 1.
She has a new book coming out in August.
Oh, she does?
Called The Fifth Doll. It's a story about magic and Matryoshka dolls.
I'll let her pick whatever book.
No, I'm sure she's going to do her main one, but she might be talking about her new one.
That'll be rad. July, does the Festival of Speed start at a specific time?
6 o'clock parking cars.
He actually wrote an email about that, which I had on my desk.
I'm sure I've got it. I'll double check with that. And it's at the Eaglewood.
He lets the cars come in at 6, and does he say starts from 7 to 9, if I remember
something
right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I almost wonder if we need to have some police help to get those cars in, since they're blocking up those intersections. It seems like it's getting more messy every year.
Well, more cars are coming, so that stands to reason that it'd be messier.
Blocking the intersections?
Yeah, like the four-way stop up there at Eaglewood and Eagle Ridge, and then coming in from the other way is just...
Because the cars all queue up. And then
you have the regular through traffic.
I let
them
in domestic, foreign.
And Bruce is always cavalier about it. Yeah, if it's a foreign car, sit it down there. Like, I'm not a car guy. Hey, you driver, do you speak English? Okay, you must be domestic.
Speaking of cars, domestic or foreign, what is a Fisker today?
A Fisker?
Fisker.
Sounds foreign.
It was pretty.
Or from the makers of scissors.
Yeah.
I know. There it is, right there. And of course, I'm the...
Oh, that looks foreign.
It's called a Fisker?
I don't think we do anything
that.
It's
a Fisker.
Mm-hmm.
That was me, like...
It looks fancy, though.
I know. It was pretty.
Fancy enough to take a picture of.
Where did you see it?
It was fancy.
Temple Square. Squared. That area. Okay.
All right. 5K.
He's got his committee, and some of us will probably be parking cars again or whatever Bruce needs. Okay.
5K is the Saturday before the 4th of July.
So it's July 1st, too.
July 1st. And we're doing it at Legacy, like always, right? And starts at...
For what? Sorry.
The 5K.
Oh, yeah.
So I need to
start
that. Now that I haven't reserved that.
Okay.
But nobody ever comes and reserves anything that early in the morning, do they?
We don't allow reservations Saturday.
Because that's from when...
But we need it until probably 10 is the time that we're all finally cleaned up and out.
Oh, okay. It's 10 to 2 is when they
reserve. That's the first reservation. Okay. 10 to 2.
Okay.
And Nola's chair?
Nola's chair. And she needs a subcommittee, but she's not here, so...
But we got it last week. I think it's... Lionel, Steve, you were on it, and I was on it, because we... Yeah,
one more. I'm rethinking that. We're not even on.
we'll
figure it out.
Seems like we had a gathering, but we'll have Nola confirm that. Okay.
We have a replacement, so you might really want to be involved.
Well, if a replacement's chosen for you, then you just tell them, hey, these are the committees that you're on.
Very good. Yeah, that's true.
So if you'll
stick
it to them, volunteer for
everything.
Now, when
I suggested that last time,
but then,
I got outraged responses. Just saying.
You did what?
When I suggested that we could just appoint them to whatever committee you were on.
But, I mean, have you made it clear to Ryan that you're not interested in continuing your service? Because he might be thinking that you're still doing it.
Oh, he knows. He is well aware.
Okay.
So those are both on July
1st.
5K and the Festival Speed.
Yep.
Okay. And they were on the same day last year, too.
That starts at 7, too, right?
No, last year was the 4th of July.
Doesn't the race actually start at 7? The
race starts at 7.
Okay.
Well,
no,
registration
like
starts at
6. I think we made it the 5K and the 3rd of July.
Yeah,
and
that's
that night.
Something that
third?
Most likely I'll be there to help.
Second Sunday.
So, I have some clarification. I talked to Becky about the mysterious Second Sunday concert in January.
Mm-hmm.
She said last fall she'd worked with some performer and they'd schedule it for October and then she fell through and then she still really wanted to do it and so she's all right, we'll do it in January. And then we had the infamous ice storm of 2017 for which some churches were canceled. And so she said, okay, well, let's do it next month. So this performer wants to do a concert, I think, this month.
You can't push him off to the whatever weirdo month.
I
don't
even know him. But
okay.
So I asked Becky, I said, is this, are we still doing these? She's like, no, we're not doing them. We're doing this one for this performer on the second Sunday of February. And then that's it. I'm done. And you can take it from there. Okay,
right.
Fine.
So we need to tell Linda to put it on the social media, but it's not going to be in the newsletter.
That's fine. We need to get the social media. We need to contact Becky and find out the name of this performer. And then plan on doing it next week.
And how about the official concert?
The rest of them we'll do it August, September, October, November, December, those five.
August to December on the second Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
At what time?
6 p.m.
And then locations.
So first concert will be at Legacy Park, the one in August.
So August is Legacy.
September will be at the your golf course, and then October, November, December will be here in City Hall.
October to December is City Hall.
Right.
Except for November.
Oh, yes. October will be at City Hall. November will be at, to be determined. It's likely going to be at the same chapel, which is the LDS Chapel on Center Street. So probably be there.
Do we have an address for that?
Center Street and Orchard.
Yeah.
I'll give you an exact address.
Center and Orchard. Okay.
But for sure, the second Sunday concert is the second Sunday in February for this one coming up.
That is the last I heard, which was a week ago when I talked to Becky.
This week?
Okay.
This Sunday?
No, that'd be our first Sunday. This Sunday.
Oh, right.
It's the second today.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it's
and there's no logo for the...
No logo for the Consulting Conference.
So
we need a
Rachel.
Logo.
Okay.
And also, while we're talking about dates, Alicia Cannell texted me and asked if we could get Legacy Park for the Foxborough Yard Sale.
Legacy Park.
On the 20th.
Of what?
Of May.
All day?
I guess we probably
need
the
whole park?
Just, I think last year we just got out of the pavilion that was the furthest east, that big one.
Okay.
But there's food trucks. So that's probably fine.
Just for the evening?
No, for the day.
Oh, for the day, okay.
Yeah.
Foxborough Yard Sale.
Have you participated?
We have.
If you're in Foxborough, you've participated.
If you're on Main Street, can you participate?
I no longer allow my children to go anywhere because last time Amy came home with a 4-foot-tall bunny, stuffed bunny, and I cursed that animal every time I see it in her room because it was purchased at the Foxborough Yard Sale. I will not let them out. I will not let them ever go out again.
That's a treasure to
see.
Yeah,
if you want to sell
a used stuffed animal that's 4 feet tall, it's a blue bunny.
Because it's everyone's
can understand that.
Yeah, so what happens
is
you let Alicia know ahead of time that your home's going to be on the route, and then she puts a map together with all the houses.
I've asked her for years not to get rid of it, and
okay.
I can't convince her. Like, shouldn't you give it to some
and
other young child
again?
Who'd want that?
The 20th.
May
20th. From May.
Maybe it needs to die.
That's a good idea.
You could have a funeral and everything for it.
And I'm pretty sure that the... as of right now, at least, the band is available on the second Sunday of September and not the third Sunday. But if the greater Army National Utah National Guard decides that they want that Sunday, then we'll be bumped to the third.
For the flyer, we'll probably just do second Sunday concert series, August to December.
Perfect.
Kind of thing.
We're calling it like the fall series, is that right? Something like that? The festival of music or whatever we decide to call
it. Brand it however you want.
Whatever Rachel puts on the flyer.
Whatever Rachel puts on the flyer. Trotter treat.
Trotter treat.
It is. Sorry, I don't have my calendar here. I'm totally unprepared.
Are we on Trotter
with
treat
the
now?
One closest to Halloween. We went with the October 18th.
Oh, I've got the minutes here.
October 21st. I'm pretty sure.
Yep, October 21st at 9 o'clock. At Hatch Park.
9 a.m. at Hatch.
And Taylor?
Taylor is the chair.
Yep.
And we have a logo for that. All right. So, Camille, do you want me to send all this stuff to Rachel? Do you want to do it?
Sending, just telling her, just give us a look and feel for the whole year and just plan everything out. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'd be happy to. It sounds like a fun project.
How about if I put together all these?
The dates and that?
And I email Rachel and CC you.
Sounds great.
That way we're all in there. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great. Because she probably has existing 5K and Trotter Treat. And what I did want to do, Lori, is to send you, maybe before you send that to her, the last two Kite Festival posters that we've done, just so she has.
So she can see kind of the feel.
So I've got that on my list to send that to you right away.
Okay.
So you can include it.
And with her doing it, I think it'll come together really well because she's pretty much done. I mean, she's done the race ones.
Mm-hmm.
It should all look cohesive
really
and nice.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. And how big do we want it? Are we thinking like half a sheet?
For?
To hand out.
The flyer that we're going to hand out.
Oh, that's right. Oh, right. Probably half a sheet to
half a sheet.
It all. And then do you want sponsors on the back? Make sure we get sponsors on there.
Do we want sponsors for, like, the whole NSL Live, so it would just be Chevron and...
Probably.
Whoever that is. Who's our other one?
Big West.
Or do we want... Because, like, NSL Reads has their own sponsors.
But we'll put... I think we'll put those on their own posters.
Like I did last year. I
each one might have different ones. So, for example, if we get Northside Bible Church and... Lee sponsoring and wanting to come and do something, then we'd add their logos to the poster for Kite Festival.
But so not for the
overall.
Flyer that has everything. We'll just put the overall sponsors.
Right, our year sponsors.
Year sponsor. And we'll call them that, the year sponsors.
Our annual sponsors. Or... Yeah. Platinum sponsors. We can call them.
Matt, do you have feelings on what they should be called?
The sponsors.
Chevron and Big West?
I don't. I always just was referred to them as our corporate sponsors, but I guess
corporate
they're probably
sponsors.
More than that.
There are superstar sponsors.
Event sponsors.
Series sponsors.
Series sponsors. Oh, NSL Live series sponsors.
Oh. The NSL Live series.
But maybe we'd let Rachel know that we're going to be forwarding, you know, based on the different events, there might be others that we'll be adding to each poster logos.
Oh, for the individual events. Yeah. Yeah. I'll make sure she knows that.
Okay.
Hooray!
I lose the agenda. I guess I gave it to Lori. Do you have another agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Have you written on mine?
Okay. And I usually do.
All right, then we have our year of events. It's going to be fun.
With some accountabilities and dates. Well done. Thank you, Lori.
Planning is done.
Felt like we were in good hands. Good planning hands. Okay, well, while we've got you here, Ken, is there anything you'd like to add with
I'm just glad to be here, and I haven't attended this committee much. I think the last time was when we talked about the general plan.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, so. But, you know, just thanks for your great service. You know, the city has great events because of you guys and your hard work. I know it isn't easy. And we just appreciate you putting in the time and and taking such low salaries to help us.
It was really delicious.
Yeah, good. That's really great. So, but just you have my thanks and appreciation for all you do.
Well, thank you. Right back at you. Thanks, all of you. While we've got Kim, should we put him on the spot for those 3 points you were going to ask the committee tonight?
Oh, yeah. I didn't quite understand the email we got from Linda. Does that mean that we don't need to do that because it's not our place anymore?
Yeah.
It's been,
that's what it sounded like to me.
Well, that's what it... I called her to ask her if the timing of it was, are we doing something wrong? Because it's been in place for like 3 years, and it's been what we've always done, which is propose the calendar to the city council. So it's nothing different. The timing was just feeling like we maybe had done something wrong.
You know, Matt, and Matt may have something to add, but I think I got a chance to look at this too a little bit. But I think the council's main concern was, you know, we have a lot of events, groups from outside the city that come in, they want to use the Legacy Trail for bike races. We have a number of 5K and 10K runs throughout the city.
Yeah.
And so I think the city council just thought, you know, we run those through the development review committee.
Yeah, I remember.
And that works fine. Sometimes they need mass gathering permits. We have the staff to review that. So I don't think it was anything related to your group.
Yeah, and
just that there's a group of activities that don't really relate to city activities. And they didn't think you should have
to worry about
that.
We weren't going to vet them. Sorry,
that
works out there. But.
Yeah, well, initially I think the idea was they wanted us to be the keepers of the calendar to make sure that our trails and parks weren't being overutilized.
True.
But the turnaround time for them is often really quick, and we only meet once a month.
Right.
So,
I remember
so,
when this came up and we said, yeah, we don't want
to. Yeah, it was cumbersome. So,
right.
And well, quite honestly, the city's not, the demands on the city are not that great. So if we were like St. George, where not only are we doing stuff all the time, but every single ballpark's doing stuff all the time, and they have to have like an entire hired staff to manage events, but
mm-hmm.
we're not there, and
right.
we'll never be there. So,
okay.
I think it's working just fine.
It doesn't change anything, so we can still ask those
so
questions.
So people can still come to us and say, we want to have a Polynesian cultural festival,
absolutely.
And that's
yeah.
for
yeah.
us to consider.
Yeah, if
okay.
they come and say, we have an event, and we need to use Orchard Drive for part of our event, then it'll just go straight to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
If they come to us and say, I really want to do a juggling festival, or this is what I have in mind, and I'm wondering if the city can help sponsor us and get the word out, and maybe give us a park for free, then that would be coming to this venue. We'd discuss, we'd give input, we'd tell them things we've learned and how we can, you know, and if it's something that we like, then we would say, let's go ahead and do it. If it's something where they don't really want the city, all they want is our resource, well, they can just call and reserve a park on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want the city to help sponsor and be part of the event, then that can be discussed.
Yeah, I think
event.
Having the city's name on events is really the distinction
yes.
for this group. And I think the council really, really wants your expertise in those kinds of things, because we don't want to allow just anybody to use the city's mm-hmm. sponsorship, you know. So
what we discussed at our last meeting was we were trying to decide what the difference was between our own events that we put on. We've got chairs. We're the ones who are producing and sponsoring and putting on the event versus other events where people come to us. And we decided that was the distinction. There are NS Alive events that we create and we produce and we put on. And then there are other events that we need to decide whether the city should be a part of. And so the assignment was for people to come up with a list of three criteria that they thought would be important for us to consider so that we have actual written down criteria and it's not just done willy-nilly, but we need to know this list of five things, and that's how we decide whether we will sponsor this event or not. And that's where we left it. So Bruce sent a list of three, and I really liked his list.
And I was going to change the one word at the very end of his list, so I'll wait till you read it. Is it?
So his list is, will the proposed event promote unity in our city by providing an opportunity for our citizens and others to mingle? I don't know that I love the word mingle. What will the cost of the event fit within the NSL Live budget? I think he means will the cost of the event fit within the NSL Live budget? Will anybody be making a profit, and why? And I could add to that, but I thought that was a really good starting place. And I don't know, Camille, do you want to do this tonight when not everybody's here?
We can wait. I was just going to add, and why not? If somebody's going to make money, like we asked them tonight, like, and why not? And if they're going to make some money, if it's not...
It's not egregious.
Egregious.
Yeah, I think the balance between their anticipated profits relative to the city's investment, and then I mentioned it to the city council, you know, is this something, the amount of money we're putting into it, is it worth what we're getting out of it?
Mm-hmm.
So even if those guys were making $10,000 off of this thing and they're asking $2,000 from us, I'd be comfortable with that trade-off. It's a great event. And I think we're getting $2,000 worth of return off of it. If their profit was $20,000 and they're asking us to spend it $5,000, I'd probably say, let's maybe have up, we get the park for free. Mm-hmm. And we pay for the cop to come and check on you. You know, but that's kind of an arbitrary sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of how my feel is that we just play this by our guts at this point. I don't know if we have to have a ironclad, established, you know, balance. If we feel like we're getting a great return on our investment and we don't feel like they're taking advantage of the city's resources to enrich themselves excessively, then I think that we say, yeah, that might be something we want to do. I like the Polynesian Cultural Festival model. It takes a huge burden off of us. And if there were more people that came and said, hey, we've got a great idea for a whatever, I want to do with this thing, can we use the city resources for that? And we want to, and all we have to do is like give them some advice and review it and give them, throw a little money at it, and all of a sudden we have this great additional event to add to our calendar. That's actually a way that we can multiply our efforts because we're not having to do everything ourselves.
And we'll have better attended events because there are events that people in the city are already interested in attending.
So I don't think we need to rule out potential events just because they make money.
That's great.
I think, and Matt has said this from the beginning, I think probably the criteria should revolve around how does this promote or improve the city? If it lets the rest of the state know we're North Salt Lake and we're cool, then that's probably something that we want to consider as a mark toward sponsoring the event. Or if it's something that will enrich life within the city, I think all that's good.
I like those criteria because it will cause people who want to hold an event and use the city's sponsorship or your sponsorship to sort of think about how that event fits in with North Salt Lake and how it enhances the city and builds our reputation you know, what the benefits are to the city, which I think people need to think about if they're going to come and say, look, I need $1,500 for this event. I think the natural question is, well, what's the benefit to the city, you know? That's a good piece of criteria.
I don't think it was this last year, but the year before, I think the collegiate mountain biking people came and used Royal Wild Rose Trailhead Park to do a competition, mountain biking. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this awesome trail system that most people don't know about. Really cool. I would love it if that was a regular piece of the mountain biking whatever.
Circuit.
Right now there's this high school mountain biking circuit, and it's growing like crazy. It's the fastest growing extracurricular activity in the state. That's not proven. I just think that's true. But everyone I'm talking to is talking about mountain biking with their high school kids. I'd love to see them come and use it, and maybe use it every year. And those are kind of things where, you know, people say, "Oh, North Salt Lake is not just the avenues." And those are the kind of things that if we've got unique, awesome stuff to offer, let's let people exploit those things.
Yeah.
So
those are all things that build the city's image. No,
I was interrupting you. So, what should we do if we do get additional events through the year? How do we adjust, and what would you like to do in that case if some people did come and present ideas throughout the year?
Maybe what we do is we just come to up with a, I don't know, maybe just a paragraph that when somebody approaches us, we respond with, that's great, we are always excited to consider new events. This is what we consider, and we put together a nice thing that talks about promoting Salt Lake, building North Salt Lake, building North Salt Lake's image, enriching city life. And then when they come to pitch it to us, then that's what we hear, and those are the words they're using, and then we vote on it.
Okay. I'll write the first draft because you just gave it to me.
Okay.
And then
Red.
You can refine. Okay. Is that all right? That sounds great, Lori. I think it's a good idea. Another thing, looking into this year, is there any more focus that we could be giving to parks and trails and this really cool trail system?
I'm being summoned to have a date with my wife.
Oh, have a great time.
Would you let me into the offices real quick?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Hey, Billy,
you're right. Card.
See you, Matt. Thank you.
You got one.
Hello, this is Matt.
So, what other focus could we give to parks and trails? You know, given that we do have a series of events, but we have a really cool trail system. I'm just hearing it.
Our trail system is rad. Our trail system is the reason I live in North Salt Lake.
There's a lot more the city could do, too. And I don't think we do a great job promoting our trail system. I'm not sure what to do about it.
Well, we've talked about, over the years, maybe doing activities on the trails, having, you know, guided hikes. Or things like that.
Yeah, organized hiking in the foothills would be a really. We have a great trail system in this lower foothills, just behind the golf course. You know, and it would be a really great thing to have organized trail.
Yeah, hiking. Or maybe like bird watching or yoga in the parks or
sure.
Things like that. But I don't know. It's pretty easy. You just look at Red Butte Garden and do say all of those are really fun activities.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But how it could apply to our cool trail system. But I'll take a look at Red Butte, see what they're doing.
They have really fun activities.
You know, we're also just about to construct a park on the Jordan River for boats to be pulled out of the river. And I suppose you could put a boat in and go up the river if you just can't get out, if you go past Center Street. That might be something this committee may want to consider. Events on the river. The city has sponsored a canoe event in coordination with the Jordan River Commission. You've heard of the Get Into the River Festival. It happens all up and down the Wasatch Front, wherever the river is. And so we've done that every year. Stan and I
That's
have
in May.
Done that in May. It'll be, we could do it in May. The festival is going to be in September this year for some reason.
Huh.
I'm not on that committee anymore. But that's that's a great event, and we could do more than one of those, you know, if this committee wanted to do something along the way.
And then, when is this park proposed to be built?
So we're gonna award the bid Tuesday night in the council meeting, and then the opening is the ribbon cutting will be in May.
This May.
Mm-hmm. Be a quick construction.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
You also said, usually, doesn't the city set aside monies for park improvements every year?
Mm-hmm.
That goes now. Has that been utilized, or?
You mean have we spent the money we budgeted? We will by the end of the year. Yeah, our fiscal year is July 1st,
right.
So it doesn't really match the same season that you guys have.
Right. Well, our fiscal year is also.
Well, I know, but your event season is different than the fiscal year. So.
It is.
Yeah. But yeah, we do. We have a park plan every year, but the council sets aside funding every year for different things. So.
There's a map of all the trails, isn't there? The North Salt Lake Trails map?
I think so.
I couldn't tell you for sure. There's a Davis County Trail map, and our trails are on there.
Because an easy way to promote the trails that doesn't cost anything is to post that map
on the website.
And then
One that's downloadable.
Yeah,
no
one that's downloadable. You can print it off.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll find out for you.
Okay.
If there's a map.
Our next meeting will be...
I was going to try to apply for
that. So we could get that map and see if we want to jump into the river.
Put that on and then photograph the trail.
Park in May.
That's cool.
We have
but they had like this really long crack period. I don't think that we ever did it.
Nice efficient meeting. We're gonna conclude at 7:10, I believe, after we set our next meeting. We've got the Kite Festival coming up in, gosh, right off the bat. So March, something in March?
We don't have any March.
You don't, nothing in March? We don't need to meet in March?
Our next event will be the Easter Egg Hunt in April.
In April. What help do we need beforehand? I guess we're just going to be doing a lot of it online, posters and flyers.
What, for the Easter egg hunt?
I guess that's actually the
City Council.
Yeah, we don't have anything except for we need to get our flyer ready for it.
Right. We don't need a meeting for that. Okay. I guess I'll look at my schedule here and say Kite Festival, May 6th.
We could meet in March. I mean, there's nothing on March 21st. It's a Tuesday night.
Or is that the first or third?
Third.
That's the City Council.
I don't know. It shows that on the... Oh. It's just not showing. Okay. There's nothing. That's weird. Like on the city calendar, it doesn't show anything on the 3rd.
Oh.
See, it shows it on the City Council on the 7th. Planning Commission on the 14th, nothing on the 21st. I guess it probably is, so.
Yeah, there's definitely a meeting on the 21st.
So we do the 14th or 28th in March, if we want to do the 28th.
That sounds great. My class will go through middle of April, but feel free to hold that meeting without me. And then we'll schedule again in April and I'll be back.
So what day are we looking at?
March 28th.
March.
That'll be...
I can do that.
Or did we? Because you have a Tuesday night, so we need to do it on a different night.
It's okay. That sounds like I'll be done for the next meeting, but you guys can keep it that night.
Okay.
It's fine. Maybe that's why we lost a few people for Thursdays. Who knows? So, who would like to run that meeting on the 28th?
It's a Kite Festival meeting, isn't it?
There you go.
Wait, is it? Sure.
Steve, will you take care of the meeting on the 28th and send reminders, or do you want me to send the reminders?
I'll allow you to send reminders.
I will.
You're good
be
at doing
happy
that.
To. Okay. Thank you very much. Lori, nice delegating, making sure everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I'm happy to get all the dates.
Great.
Yeah, it's nice,
thank
isn't
you,
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
Been coming out to a lot of those. Thank you for your support.
You guys are organized.
Are we officially done?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, 7-Eleven.
Okay, 7-Eleven.